Welcome to the July 25th meeting of the Virginia Marine Resources Commission. We have a long and I think at times challenging agenda for today here, but before we start, we're going to start with an invocation by Mr. Ed Tankard, followed by a pledge of allegiance by Mr. Tony Watkinson. I want everybody to know that we want to hear from you. If there's a matter on the agenda, I will call for people to come forward and to testify. If there's a matter that you want to talk to the commission about that's not on the agenda, we will give you opportunity during the public comment period, which will be around lunch. So let's start with the invocation of the Pledge of Allegiance. Please all rise.
Lord, let us pray. In the heat of summer, we ask that our deliberations remain cool and collected. It is our Commonwealth's heritage that demands we treat all as equals. We give thanks for the fine staff that gives us the information to make these meetings possible. Finally, we ask for the safety of our Marine officers as they protect our watermen and recreational users. For this we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The prerogative of the chairman here, I would like to welcome Mrs. Christy Everett to the board. She's been appointed by Governor McAuliffe. This is her first meeting. Please be gentle with her. Christy is the Hampton Roads Director of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, so let's give her a round of applause for joining us. Thank you. Another prerogative of the chair, I would like to have Captain Wester from the Coast Guard come forward. And Officer Richie Pruitt. Officer Pruitt.
All right, good morning, Chairman Bull, members of the commission, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to be here. And not to minimize any of Officer Pruitt's accomplishments, I just want to say up front that we could easily come here at every monthly meeting to recognize your officers, because all the great work that they do and the partnerships that we have with them. This year alone, the Coast Guard and the Virginia Marine Police have worked together on 62 search and rescue cases, and also very closely on a variety of law enforcement cases and special events such as Harbor Fest. The Virginia Marine Police reputation at our command center is that you guys are very often the very first ones on scene, and that you are always eager to assist any way that you can. We help each other in many ways, and one unique way is on marine casualty investigations, in which we have some overlapping jurisdictions. And so when my senior investigator, Paul Ledoux, who's here, mentioned how crucial Officer Pruitt's assistance was for a recent investigation, we felt that it deserved special recognition, which is why I'm here today. So I have a letter I'd like to read. Dear Marine Police Officer Richard Pruitt, on behalf of Sector Hampton Roads, I would like to thank you for your invaluable assistance with a loss of life investigation involving the sinking of the fishing vessel Henrietta C. in the Chesapeake Bay on April 24, 2017. You selflessly acted as a liaison between the involved party and local fishing community on Tangier Island to assist our investigating officer in gathering time-sensitive evidence and witness statements regarding the incident. The hospitality and vital assistance you provided during the multi-day investigation was crucial to the identification of causal factors that could prevent similar tragic casualties from occurring again. On behalf of the United States Coast Guard, I extend to you my sincere appreciation for your assistance. Please accept this Coast Guard Sector Hampton Roads Command coin as a token of our appreciation on the job well done. Bravo Zulu. Thank you. Thank you very much. I just want to add too that a command coin is typically given by a commanding officer to someone at his unit. It's usually an internal thing, not given to someone outside of the command. But in this case, you know, the Virginia Marine Police and us, the Coast Guard, we have such a close relationship that we're all part of the same team out on the water ensuring the safety and security of the port. So again, thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Thank Thank you, Captain Wester. Congratulations, Officer Pruitt. Captain Wester, we are honored to be great partners with the Coast Guard, and you're right, our jurisdictions overlap. We enjoy a great relationship here and working camaraderie. We want everyone to be safe, and we want to make sure that if somebody loses their life, as happened in this case here, that the causes are identified and potential solutions to ensure it doesn't happen again are identified. The Marine Police have a long history dating back to the 1800s of protection and service, and they are an excellent group of individuals. These men and women here don't work for a lot of money, but they work hard, and they make a difference. Thank you very much for coming in. And anytime you want to come in and congratulate a Marine Police officer, you are more than welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Moving along to the agenda here, let's see if there is any changes to the agenda. Mr. Watkinson. Very good. We'll drop agenda item number 11. Chief O'Reilly, are there any changes to the fisheries agenda?
No changes.
No changes. Ladies and gentlemen, for the board here, this is the amended agenda. Do I hear a motion to accept the agenda as amended?
I move that we accept the amendment as amended.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second Second by Mr. France. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The agenda for the day is accepted here and set.